Welcome to the Young and the Restless recap. I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Amanda.
And it's our best of 2020.
Whoa, was there anything best of 2020? No, but we're going to make the best of it.
There were a lot of worse, too.
Oh, God, so many.
Yeah, we're and it's, I don't know.
Worst pandemic ever.
This is like halfway through January, but right. Whatever. That's okay. We've had time to let it marinate.
Yeah,
exactly. We've been doing this for like 10 or 11 years. Mm-hmm. So we have somewhat of the same categories, I think. Mm-hmm. It's funny that we don't have an official list. I actually had to go through my text to you last year and try to find what I had sent you.
Yeah. Well, because the show changes. Some things are more relevant than others.
True. That's true. Yeah. So what we're going to do is just go through our best and worst ofs of 2020. And then we'll also do a recap.
Right, afterwards.
Yes.
As a separate podcast.
A new year recap, yeah. But this is the one that everybody waits for, isn't it?
Of course.
Everybody has an opinion.
Yeah. Well, and this is the first year that I took notes throughout the year.
I kind of did, too.
You know, I put a little file in my phone, and and when something really struck me, it was just like, okay, write that one down.
I think our texts to each other were also my notes, because I went back, and I was laughing so hard at some of the things that we would say to each other. So that was it was helpful. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. What's first?
You ready to get into it?
Yeah.
I think one of the most important categories, the headliner. best hair.
Headliner.
That wasn't even on purpose.
We're off to a good start.
Okay. I feel especially this. So best hair male. Who do you got?
Mm-hmm. I have a lot of options. And I just want to say, this is in context of that COVID happened, that when the show came back on for the first month or so, for a couple of weeks, that the actors were having to do their own hair.
True.
Right? And so I took that into consideration. But I came up with Adam. His hair always matches his character.
You thought it was the best?
One of the best, because it matches his character so much. That's what it would look like. It would not be this beautiful helmet that he puts on every day. It would be disheveled and sticking out weird. And you know, that's just not his thing. So in terms of his character, it's great. In terms of how it looks, it's awful. Terrible. My God, buy a comb, dude. Yeah.
You're not 12.
Yeah, right? I really think Jack,
he
knew how to do his own hair.
He was in the running for me, for sure.
Yeah, yeah, he definitely knows how to do his own hair.
Yeah.
And it's a very simple haircut. It's very, you know, not a lot of bells and whistles.
Yeah.
I really like Kevin letting his salt and pepper come through. I hope that stays, because it looks...
Honorable mention.
Yeah, absolutely. But the big prize goes to Michael for going
white. Oh, my God, I know.
You know, for having the guts to say, you know what, forget this gradual change. Let's just bleach it all out, let it grow into its natural white color.
Yeah.
It's all over the head. The cut is not great, but, you know.
But he took a massive risk. He was my runner-up. Yeah. You know, I really went back and forth, but I definitely felt like Michael... Just that was like Michael's hair is different. And I felt like it really, I don't know, it worked for me.
Yeah.
But you know who won for me? This is like not even a competition.
Nick.
Yeah, I know.
Always. But you know, I appreciate Nick's hair and his facial hair. He's another one who...
I felt like he's very consistent.
Yeah, that he knows how to do his own hair.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't...
Because he has great hair.
Sometimes he does. And maybe that's the thing, is that the hairstylists are giving him these styles that I've never liked over the years.
Yeah, that's true. He's definitely had some bad hair. But I feel like this year looks
Yeah, this year he's using appropriate products. He's got his facial hair.
Yeah.
So that it's different. It changes.
Yeah.
But he's letting his facial hair at least show a little gray as well.
Yep.
You know, he's got a little grizzling.
He's going for like a dad thing right now.
Yeah. So I think his was good.
So who's your best hair female?
Elena, after the haircut.
Oh.
Love her short hair. Ah. It's adorable.
Yeah, I do like it.
You know, I was looking at it the other day just going, okay, so there's some color going on, and then there's some curls. Does she wake up and it's that curly and she just tames it? Or does she have to actually curl it? Or, you know, what's her process with that? So I really liked it. I thought it was super cute. And efficient for being a doctor.
Yes. And I like, it's like a cool hip.
Yeah. It's, I don't know. It's hip doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah. I totally like it a lot.
My best hair and worst hair are the same person because I feel like generally they're very consistent and iconic. It is Nikki because at the gala, she looked phenomenal. Yeah. Her hair could not have looked more amazing. And I feel like she had really great hair most of the year. Cause I was just kind of going back through a lot of photos and I felt like she just in general was looking and I usually wouldn't, I mean, I was like, Sharon has great hair. Lily has great hair. But I think the gala was like what sealed it for me because then when she wanted to turn it up, I mean, I felt like she looked better than anybody at the gala or I don't know, like she really sparkled.
Yeah. She stood out as, you know, wow, look at her. She's,
but she was also my worst. That because wig. Of that COVID wig.
That COVID wig.
What was that?
That was a mistake.
It was a blip.
They tried something and it didn't work. Boy, did it not
I went back and looked at the pictures and was like, oh, that was really, that's as bad as I remember.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Yeah.
Really
so
bad.
This was an oops.
Yeah. I think my worst was, let me double check, but Chelsea. Because it's the wrong color. It's too dark on the top and too blonde at the end. And it's scraggly.
Not digging Chelsea's hair.
Yeah, it's just... and I think she is stuck in the pit of if you're playing a certain role, you have to have long hair. I wish that they would let some of the females on this show have shorter hair.
Yeah,
you know,
agreed.
There is such a thing as a cute short haircut.
Well, everybody right now, their hair is just too long. And I don't know if that's like they haven't been able to go in and get a haircut or what.
No, all the women uniformly, except for Elena.
Yeah.
Need
or
to
Phyllis.
Have, or Phyllis or Lola. Her hair's pretty good.
Yeah.
Because it's shorter.
But everybody's hair is just like
have
6 to 10 inches
long. Chopped off.
Yes. Or
all
I don't know if it's maybe
stuff.
Extensions or what, but it's just too long.
Yeah.
Just let it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Aren't you surprised I didn't pick Phyllis for my best? I feel like I always
am.
Pick her.
I kind of am.
And, I mean, and I feel like it usually is Phyllis or Sharon, but I don't know. I felt like...
they were pretty nominal. I mean, it was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
It was nothing to get excited about, either good or bad.
Yeah. I'm surprised you didn't pick Chance for worst hair.
Chance is definitely... actually, he is on my list
for
worst hair.
Oh, is he? Do we do worst men? My bad.
We haven't done
I just
memory.
Left into...
We went straight from women best to women
my bad.
Worst.
Who's your women worst first?
Chelsea
oh,
tied
yeah,
with Victoria.
Chelsea. Oh, yeah.
Because again, I mean, when Victoria puts her hair up, if it's in a bun,
it looks awesome.
It looks great, and her face looks good, and it leads me to think, it's like, you know, if you had...
Just
if she went super short, you know, and had like a pixie, I think that would actually maybe look really good on her. You know, pretty drastic, but I would like to see her try something different.
Yeah. All right. So then who's your worst male hair?
Chance.
Oh, so I was.
No question.
That.
It's
see,
terrible.
Oh, okay. And so when I picked Adam.
Oh, okay. And I understand why.
Yeah.
Yeah. My runner up for men was Billy because his is a bad color.
I don't even know that I've noticed.
Yeah. It's this fake
too dark?
Looking auburn. It's got too much red in it.
They have been trying to really, like, do a lot of red with him in general.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
I just felt like maybe it's just being a middle school teacher that Adam's hair is just so reminiscent of, like, a 13-year-old boy just trying to, like, who's just now getting into hair product.
Yeah, and he's learning. He's learning.
And you're like, this is adorable when they're 13, but when they're 37.
Yeah.
I don't know. Get a grown-up haircut.
By now you should know.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. So, and I do think Chelsea has one of the worst hair. So I was thinking they're kind of like worst hair couple.
Mm-hmm. My worst hair for recurring is who's the woman who her father was killed and she was Adam's best friend.
Oh, Alyssa.
Alyssa. Her hair is horrifying.
Oh, really?
And
I
think the curly, 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 huge, massive. And I've seen that on a few people. And I think I just don't like the hairstyle. It doesn't matter who it's on.
Okay.
Because
I don't even know that I've noticed it.
Yeah. I started with a new therapist and she had that haircut and I had to go to someone else because I could not concentrate on, you know, being my best self.
Your hair
I'm
biased.
Sitting there and going, oh my God, your hair is horrible. Why should I listen to you?
Well, okay. How about best storyline? Or should we do best outfit since
Let's
it goes
do outfits.
With hair?
Yeah.
Okay. Best outfit male or best dressed?
I've got a couple. One is Billy in the plum colored suit.
Mm-hmm.
Gorgeous. And the men are wearing really interesting, unusual suits in different textures and colors and patterns and things. And at first I was turned off on it. And then it was like, no, this is actually kind of cool.
Yeah.
And I like that they're bringing back that, you know, kind of Gangs of New York.
Yeah. That's a good point.
You know, patterning kind of thing. And then my runner-up was Kevin's blue tux jacket with the leather lapels.
That's true.
That was beautiful.
That's true. My best dressed is just Theo in general.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I feel like everything he wore just fit him so well, and it was always unique. And, like, you didn't see anybody else wearing, like other men wearing rings, you know? Or
wearing that lapel
like
pendants chain.
Totally. Yeah. So I feel like he, for me, was best dressed.
Mm-hmm.
Although I do want to say that I think so many of the men in the show this year have gotten really cool outfits, which...
Yeah, the men are very well dressed this year.
Yeah, although, I will say... I don't know if it...
They wear suits too often. Nobody wears a suit that often.
2021, though. Mm-hmm. But, like, Kevin the other day was in this gray, like, a pea coat, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, is this coat intentionally oversized? Because, like, I know, I'm short. I have short arms. Yeah. It's hard to find a jacket.
Right.
But, like, the sleeves were, like, down to, like, the middle of his fingers. It was just, like, he looked like a child in that thing.
In his daddy's
I don't know.
Coat.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no. I don't know if that's the style or not, but
anyway. Okay, how about best dressed female?
I have a couple, but Phyllis one day for I think it might have been for the gala wore the red sparkly cinnamon dress.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Yeah.
It was so flattering.
True.
And an unusual color, but it worked for her, and it sparkled just the right way.
Yeah.
It was just gorgeous.
I think, like, I am struggling between, like, do I choose best outfit or, like, most consistently best dressed?
Oh, yeah, those are two totally different things.
Yeah, well, I'd say I think Phyllis was my most consistently best dressed.
Mm-hmm.
She wore this, like, gold suit back in the fall
where I
was on the internet looking for that suit. Where is that thing?
Yeah. Well, and I think you sent me a text on it. Like, pay attention to the gold suit.
Yeah, I need that.
Yeah.
And she just wears a lot of gold and sequins and, I don't know, some cool stuff. But I have to say my favorite outfit of the entire year was Esther at Abby's wedding.
I have that, too.
Yeah, absolutely. She, like, knocked it out of the park.
Dress.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and these days to find a dress... For someone who plays her character, right? You know, technically she's a retired maid, right?
I know. And then to be best dressed.
And then now she's best dressed. It's like, well, you know.
Yeah.
She looked great. It fit.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah.
It was, you know, a wonderful color. It was
And it was like
great.
Dramatic. Yeah. It was super cool.
Yeah, yeah. I really, really enjoyed it.
But I will say on a daily basis, I'm going with Phyllis. Okay. Worst dressed male.
Worst dressed male. Hold on. Got to go to my worst. Nick, the wedding tuxedo that he wore to
was it the
Sharon
the velvety?
Ray's. Yeah. Velvet on top and black trousers at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And his tie was too small and his shirt was too big.
Oh, those are things I would not even be able to know.
Well, and his coat was too small. Didn't fit.
So he's worn that blazer many times. I recognize
it. Hasn't gotten any better.
I feel like maybe he, I don't know.
I mean, that's the one he has. Okay, fine. Wear what you want. But for God's sake, you've got enough money. Go buy a tux that fits.
Well, I wondered if that's like one of the clothing items they have like on the rack that
all
they
the
put
time.
Him in. Because then I feel like I've seen maybe one other character wearing it. But where, we were watching
something. I do remember seeing somebody else wearing almost the exact thing, and it might have been the actual garment. One of the other dudes is wearing it for something.
Okay. Well, we were watching something else on a different show the other night, and I was like, I know that blazer. Nick Newman wore it to Sharon's wedding the other day. Like, I was like, I know that blazer.
Right, yeah.
But I like the color.
The color
I don't
was,
know.
The color was worst, fine, worst but outfit, it wasn't huh? necessarily, I didn't think it was really appropriate for a wedding that okay. he was the best man of.
Oh,
it,
okay.
it drew too much attention to him and away from poor Ray, who, you know, black tuxedo.
I feel
okay,
like that's
fine.
Every scene. If Nick right? is in it and yeah. Ray is in it.
Yeah, the eye is drawn towards
Yeah, and
Nick.
It's like, it's not Ray's fault. I don't know. Like, mm-hmm. I just feel like it's not, I don't know. Anyway, okay, so my worst dressed and worst outfit, I suppose, is Adam, because... Good God, how many charcoal zip-ups can mm-hmm. he own? Mm-hmm. I am so sick of them.
Yeah.
Well, we're talking about men wearing, like, really interesting different
right.
outfits. His are so lame. And
no.
I get that, like, they're trying to, like, oh, he's evil, so he should, like, be in gray or charcoal or black.
Right. Yeah,
because
like, he's so down and
come
depressed.
On.
Yeah, again,
come
he's
on.
A 13-year-old boy
yes.
going through his goth phase.
Yes. It's so, I don't know, it's just not doing it for me. So consistently, like, if he were to just wear something a little bit different, even if it was like at Victor's gala or anything,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah, yeah, every once in a while, it would be nice to see him in something else.
Yeah.
You know, but he wears the same thing to every occasion.
Yeah, he has like, you open his closet and he has like 9 different versions of the same
mm-hmm.
zip up.
Well, you know, a case could be made that he's colorblind, because I know a guy who's colorblind, and he says, yeah, all my clothes are black
They're
and
black
gray
for
because
a reason.
I can't tell what looks good and what doesn't.
Well,
and
if it was
finally
true,
got
he
to
wouldn't
be too
admit
much
it,
of a
yeah, so.
Yeah. You know, he had that eye problem years ago, so
oh,
it
that's
would
true,
be,
that's true.
You know, they could explain it, but I think it's just that they want to make him dark and brooding.
Yeah, I just think
and
it's
that's
lame.
That's just boring.
It is boring. Okay, who's your worst outfit, female?
Oh, I have so many.
Oh, really?
So many options. Yeah. Sharon has 2 here.
Oh.
Her beige tent dress after her cancer-free announcement.
Oh, that was kind of weird.
Was,
I forgot about
oh,
that.
Yeah. It was a sack. It was
it
like
was
she was literally wearing a paper bag.
Weird.
And then I said also the sparkly teal/yellow jacket. That was too small.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, it was on for a day, and it was just like, oh, that is just the worst. My all-time,
yeah,
you know, winner is Mariah's rattlesnake dress. It was
I think I know
like
what you're talking about.
Beige and light orange.
At least Mariah takes risks.
Yes, this it.
She's
washed
got
her
highs and lows.
Yeah, it washed her out a lot.
Yeah,
you know, she really had the pale death mask makeup on as well, and it was just like this whole look just does not work.
I would say that her dress at Abby's wedding was actually one of my favorites of the year. It
yeah.
was like this holographic silvery velvety thing. I tried
yeah.
to get a photo of it like while it was on, but they just weren't flattering photos because I think like I don't know the way the shot was.
Yeah,
I
right.
just couldn't like there you just couldn't get like a full body of that outfit. But
it
was really cool.
That was a good outfit.
My worst dressed is Chelsea in general.
Mm-hmm.
Especially,
yeah.
I think she just owns this category for me because
right.
she's supposed to be like a hip, cool fashion designer or
right.
whatever.
And then that's what she wears.
Yeah, I just feel like it's just always off. But I liked that in the fall, her classic menopause sweater returned.
Right. Yes.
Because last year you talked about
with
like
that shoulder out
it's
and
like
the
a,
neck covered.
Yeah. It's like a turtleneck with no arm. It's like, oh, that's like a vaccine sweater.
Yeah, right? There you go.
Where do I get that?
Our new line. But of boutique wear.
I was laughing so hard when she wore like a new version of it this year. I was like, oh, the menopause sweater returns.
It's back, yeah. I actually had her down as a semi-best. There was one day where she was wearing a burgundy turtleneck and like jeans type of thing and boots. And it was
okay,
like,
this is
a nice fall outfit.
But I feel like generally, and like, it's not her fault right now because she's in a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
But she, I just feel like she's in this... Victorian
sanitarium.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a very sanitarium colored shirt.
Yeah.
But
that's for 21.
Yeah, that is for 21. You're right. But I just feel like in general, her outfits are just like too try hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
They're not like Sharon or Phyllis or Nikki or Lola. Like,
well,
everybody
her
looks
clothes
cool.
Wear her,
yeah,
more often than she wears
totally,
the clothes.
Yes.
And it's like, yeah, learn the distinction.
Yeah. So who chooses that? It's not her, right?
It's not her. It's wardrobe.
Okay.
There
well,
are people
so maybe
who
they're
get
doing
paid
that
money
on purpose?
To do that. Maybe.
Like, you know, it's
you
like
know, to show that she's a little
Adam's hair is
unsteady.
Off.
Unsteady.
You know, they're both unsteady. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How about we go with best recast? Was there a best recast?
You know, my best recast is the guy who filled in for Chance.
Yeah.
When that guy had COVID and
Abby's
had
real husband.
Yeah, Abby's real husband.
Mel Ordway's husband.
Yeah, yes. Right. Melissa Ordway's
that was
real
also
husband.
Mine.
He was awesome.
Yeah.
The chemistry between the
great.
Two of them was lovely. He's a good actor.
And they could touch.
And they could touch and make out and do things. And,
yeah.
But just, he was clearly having a good time.
Yeah.
She was having a great time.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, hey, yeah. Come to work. It's bring your husband to
so
work
day. So do you
day.
Think, well, maybe we should talk about, never mind. We'll wait till
the
recap.
In the recap.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
But that was
mine.
Really the only.
And there weren't
the
any
only
other
one
recasts,
that I could
right?
Think of. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, he wins by default, but I did enjoy it nonetheless.
Yeah.
How about best new character? Who are our new characters?
Okay, so we've got Alyssa, who's come and gone.
Yep.
We've got
that guy who stabbed Amanda. Hillary Amanda, you know her.
Her
stalker ex.
Guy, who also
that was like you
went.
Know pre-COVID.
Yeah.
But it was last February
mm-hmm.
at the gala.
Yeah. Got Sally Spectra.
Sally Spectra. Are those our new characters of
I
the year?
Think.
There weren't a lot because they can't
yeah.
they can't hire
they
a whole lot of people
anybody.
Right now.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, so who's your best new?
Well, I think Sally Spectra has
ooh.
A lot of places that she could go.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know if was she on The Bold and the Beautiful? Was she a character?
Yeah.
That?
So I put it up on our Instagram page because I don't know anything mm-hmm. about her.
Yeah.
And I just was like, who is she? What should we know?
What's her deal?
And there yeah. were a lot of varying opinions. Like some were like, forgive her. She's made mistakes. And others are like, she's a slut.
Okay.
So,
all right,
you
good.
Know.
I like both those answers.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, spicy.
Yeah. Yeah.
my best new character.
Oh, okay. Wait.
Oh, go ahead.
Oliver the Cat.
Oh.
Who also came and went.
And yeah, that's true. That's a cameo.
Yeah.
I don't know if this counts, but I'm going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
Young Adam.
Oh, yeah,
because
yeah,
he was,
yeah.
he
yeah,
kept
yeah.
kind of, we kept seeing him.
Yeah.
We saw him, and I'm pretty sure he's not done. I think that we're going to get a little bit more. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I follow him on Instagram. I follow that
okay.
that 12-year-old on Instagram.
12-year-old has Instagram. Hello.
That he, I
he
just feel like he
good.
Was really
right.
good in the way that he portrayed Adam, especially because we like to rip on child actors
mm-hmm.
so hard. And I felt like he really was unrippable to me.
Yeah, no, he was good. He was
yeah.
very, it seemed like professional and
yeah.
he understood the character, which
yeah.
is really interesting in a kid that young.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe
yeah.
he's been watching YNR his whole life, you know. That daycare, it's on, so you watch it, kind of thing.
You never know. So for me, that was a best new character because it wasn't just a one-off that he like
mm-hmm.
was coming up consistently, and then also like when Adam was like going into the, I don't know when he was being
the
committed.
Dark place.
Yeah, like young Adam and current Adam like had a lot of dialogue.
Right, they had
so
good. See, they had good chemistry between the two actors.
Yeah,
which was good.
Yeah, so I don't, I
okay.
mean, I think he might be coming back, you know, maybe for some more flashbacks or whatever, mm-hmm. but either way, for me, he was
yeah,
my favorite.
Yeah, no, I agree.
How about best love scene? Wait.
Okay.
We forgot to do best undressed.
Yeah, I definitely have
tell
a winner
me.
For that.
Tell, what?
Phyllis.
When?
Like, recently. So it might be a 2021.
No.
She was in bed wearing nothing but a bra. And it was like, kabam, look at you. Nice. You know, I don't like to objectify women often, but in this case, I certainly did.
I mean, she is truly ageless.
Well, and she's beautiful, and she's well put together.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Best undressed. I had a hard time with this one. because I didn't actually, I really tried and I was like, mm-hmm. what woman? I don't know.
Well, Abby what on men? Her honeymoon came as a runner up. But again, that was because she was so open and free and, you know, I'm just doing a scene with my husband.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. It wasn't a, I didn't feel like the actress wanted to cover up.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
I know this is going to sound weird. I think I'm picking Chelsea. Because I feel like around Valentine's Day, she had, you know, they always do like lingerie nights, mm-hmm. whatever, around yeah. Valentine's Day. And she had a good Valentine's Day sexy.
You know, kind of remembering. Yeah.
So, okay.
Okay.
She's worst dressed, but also best undressed.
Yeah. What does that say?
I don't know.
All right.
Maybe less should capitalize more. On it. While she's sitting in that wheelchair. Just
right. Just rip it off. Who's going to say no to a lady yeah. in a wheelchair? You can wear whatever you want.
Birthday suit.
There you go.
Okay. Anyway. Okay. Best love scene. Speaking of naked.
I have that written down. Hold mm-hmm. on one moment.
Let's just clarify right, okay. that for 2020, this was very difficult.
Yes.
They can't touch. They can't kiss. They can't get super sexy. Yeah. So
it's not the same
yeah.
love scenes that they've had in the past.
Yeah.
So I think Elena and Nate.
That's what I picked.
You know, they're.
Because it was so creative.
It was very creative. It was interesting to watch just yeah. from a film
yeah.
perspective of, yeah. okay, how are they going to do this? Because yeah. we had been talking about, are they going to bring in that person's at-home yeah, partner
or
a blow-up doll, and yeah. they did the screen thing, and it worked.
It totally worked for me, and it was also a shock for me, because when mm-hmm. I was going back through our texts, mm-hmm. it was very clear that I was like, oh my God, this happened, because I wasn't expecting these things to happen since they can't
touch. Since they can't touch, so, yeah. I had as a runner-up Phyllis and Nick in the ice storm.
Oh.
Because that was hot.
That was hot.
And then Mariah and Tessa having makeup sex.
That was actually my winner. That actually was a really good... I totally forgot about that.
Yeah.
That
one's my winner.
I might pick that one.
Partially because it was, I feel like, one of the first times that they've done mm-hmm. a full-on, full-length feature gay...
It has to be the first.
You know, lesbian
yeah.
love scene, yeah. sex scene.
Yes.
You know, and that in itself... is worthy of praise.
Yes. And it was done really well.
And it was done well. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think, ooh, yeah. Ty.
Yeah. Who'd you think?
Yeah, mine was Elena and Nate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Do you have a worst love scene?
I do.
I don't know that I have one.
Abby and Chance post ice skating.
Post ice
skating? So they went ice skating and then they had sex.
Ew, that was so lame.
Yeah, their runner-up is Abby and Chance and Phyllis and Shower.
I was just going to say, oh my God, that's right.
Because that was just a train wreck.
The two of them, their love scenes are the worst for me.
Yeah, the two of them have no chemistry with each other, and you can yeah. kind of tell that they really don't want to be kissing each other or yeah. touching each other at all.
When he got the police job mm-hmm. and she's like making him wear his uniform and
yeah,
just the way they
like,
talk.
Ew.
It's just, it feels like I'm watching somebody's parents do
it.
I don't know.
It's
yeah.
like, yeah, it is like watching somebody's parents.
I feel like uncomfortable. Whereas like with Mara and Tessa, I'm like, ooh, looks good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It doesn't work for me.
No, not at all.
But that being said, when she was with her real husband on her honeymoon,
right, yeah.
I was like, oh, this is awesome. This makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I just don't, those two actors together don't work for me.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Okay. So best couple.
Best couple, well, Mariah and Tessa.
Mm.
And I think it's because they have grown as a couple.
Okay.
You know, they've had the traditional lesbian breakup. I never want to see you again.
Yeah.
You know, and then the next day, oh, I can't live without you.
Yeah.
You know, they've gone through that trial.
Yeah.
And made it out. And,
yeah.
you know, I feel like they're a solid couple that we're not going to see a lot of action from.
Yeah.
Because now they're established.
Yeah, I feel like I haven't seen enough of them.
Yeah. Yeah, because, okay, we did that, now we're...
Should we also have, like, worst dancing in their 2021?
Lord. Yeah, they definitely...
Best dancer, worst dancer?
Well, there's...
Ooh, maybe that should be a category, because there usually is some dancing every once in
yeah,
a while.
Yeah, the dancing, there was a... Whose wedding was it at Society that everybody was dancing? And because was Theo got the party started.
Oh, yeah.
And people were dancing, and it was horrifying. It was like the Newmans. The Newmans Christmas, Newmans New Year's.
I don't know.
All the Newmans, or maybe it was...
An Abbott thing?
No, no, no. It was Dina's funeral.
Oh, that's right.
And they all got up and danced horribly.
Yeah.
Just awful. And I, you know, I'm a terrible dancer, so I can recognize it when I see it. So.
There is some painful dancing on this show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're doing best couple. Oh, I said Victor and Nikki.
Longevity.
Yeah, well, I also felt like...
They're connecting in a nice way.
Yeah, in the spring, there was a real solid footing of, like, you know, Victor's gala and her... I don't know, like, I just felt like they were working. And then when we came back from COVID... It was important to me that they were together, and I felt like that helped me set the tone, and that they're not arguing about business.
Right.
They're not arguing. It's like Victor has kind of taken this nice retirement lifestyle.
He's calming down quite a bit.
And so I like this new territory that they're in, that it's like, it's a mature
retirement
place.
Love.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
They're classic for me, and because I was thinking of a lot of couples like, oh yeah, this one was fun. But like for the most part, that's the couple I think I've just enjoyed seeing the most.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe because I just need comfort right now.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know. Okay. How about worst couple?
Adam and Chelsea.
Ooh, man. They were in my running up. Yeah.
You know,
they are the worst.
It's such a toxic relationship and they're terrible parents together.
Oh, I know. They should definitely have best and worst parent on here too.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would be a whole podcast.
No, that would be too hard because there's no good parents on the show.
You don't think Sharon? I think Sharon's a great mom.
She's okay.
I don't know. I'm not a mom. I don't know.
She would be near the top of the list. And Chloe and Kevin are definitely good parents. Although we haven't seen Bella, so
I don't know.
Who knows what she's looking like.
Jury's out on that one for me, Quentin. I don't know. They're meddling with too many things. I don't know.
Oh, but as parents, they're fine.
Okay, sure. So what are we doing? Sorry. Best
couple.
Couple, okay.
Yeah. I think Phyllis and Nick are a runner-up.
Okay. Phyllis and Nick. Yeah, that's pretty good.
You know, where they're at now is a good place, I think.
So then who's your worst?
Adam and Chelsea.
Yeah, okay.
What about you?
Summer and Kyle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're pretty horrifying, too.
The whole, like, divorce Lola, marry me.
Again.
Oh, wait, don't marry me.
Right.
I don't know. Everything. Everything about them I cannot stand because they reek of privilege and they're spoiled. And I know that's exactly, they're playing the characters they're supposed to.
Yeah, they're doing it really well because it's getting a reaction.
Yes. I just don't enjoy them. Yeah.
Okay.
And I did like Theo and Lola together, but it wasn't long. It didn't last. I wouldn't have counted that.
Yeah.
I mean,
it
was fun for a blip.
That was just a tryout.
Yeah. And I think
another of my favorite couples, I'm going to go back to Chloe and Kevin.
They are,
They're settled.
Totally,
they
are a staple.
Yeah,
I would be upset if they got broken up.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. Best love triangle. No more couples. Triangles.
Triangles. I think Nate and Elena and Devon. But now it seems like that triangle has resolved into two couples.
Yeah, that's the triangle I picked because I felt like there weren't a whole lot of triangles this year. Maybe because they didn't have the time.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, because I kind of think of Lola and Theo and Kyle.
But then we're summer
for a little
in
while.
There.
But then and then it's summer.
Best quadrangle.
Yeah, that's a quadrangle.
Switcheroos.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I felt like because Elena and Nate, had a transgression, that was like an official triangle to me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But to me,
I mean,
you can't
cheat on someone unless you've got a triangle.
Okay. Worst couple? Oh, wait, we just did that.
Yeah.
Worst love triangle? Is there a worst love triangle then?
No, I think.
Yeah. I really think Sharon and Nick are like, I don't know.
No.
I know it sounds. I feel like they're going somewhere.
They're not.
All right. Did we do best cameo?
No.
Were there any cameos?
Yeah, I don't think that there were any cameos.
Abby's husband is Chance. That's yeah. also a cameo.
Right, yes. Yes.
How about best death?
Well, Dina.
Yeah, that's what I put.
You know, no question that it was done respectfully.
Yeah.
I think that they made some choices perhaps I wouldn't have agreed with, having gone through a similar situation
mm-hmm.
with a parent with Alzheimer's, but...
Oh, you mean like the caregiving part?
Yeah, the caregiving yeah. part. that it's not that easy.
I have opinions.
Yeah, 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 me yeah, too. Yeah. yeah. But I think in general, you know, just the way that yeah. they went about it and,
yeah.
the, and the clips that they showed
yeah.
saying, you know, look, this lady's been on the show for a long time,
mm-hmm.
you know, going way back. She just wasn't a character for 20 years.
Yeah. I think, like, usually we say best death because somebody falls in a volcano.
In a volcano,
right?
Or something. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
the
I felt
most
like
dramatic death.
Yeah, this death to me was really like it was like a really meaningful goodbye
mm-hmm.
that they
yeah.
spent a lot of time on,
mm-hmm.
and then especially in the wake of COVID,
yeah.
how did you know how they filmed it
mm-hmm.
and said their goodbyes,
mm-hmm.
and it was like very painful for me to watch.
Oh, me too.
So.
Yeah.
To me, they did it well. And mm-hmm. there was nothing about it where I went back about the death.
Yeah.
Where I was like, they should have done it this way. Like,
right,
I
yeah.
didn't have any of that.
Yeah.
I was more just like, well, that was emotional.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. yeah. I really hope that this is the last time we see Dina. I don't want her to come back as a ghost giving advice the
that.
Way John did. And I really hope that they stay away from
I
that.
I agree. Yeah. No ghosting.
You don't need any more
yeah.
visits from
no.
those who have passed on.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I forgot I had a different best undressed.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to know what my favorite was?
Who? Is it a guy?
It was Michael and Lauren getting caught.
Oh, yeah. That was funny.
I felt like as a couple.
Yeah.
Like they
yeah.
were like, I don't know, getting...
down.
Getting down in front of, like, in the
and
living room
just,
of the Chancellor estate.
Yes. But then when they got caught,
they
no
like laughed about it
at all. They're just like, who cares?
Yeah.
You know,
that was
got,
my best undress.
You've got 47 other rooms you can be in right now, Kevin, so get out. Right.
But Kevin was like, there are 47 other rooms you could
right.
be in right now.
Go to
so
one
get
of
out.
Those. Yeah.
Best wedding. Okay, so do we only have two weddings?
I think so.
Abby
yeah.
and Sharon,
Abby
which are very
Abby
recent.
Abby or Sharon.
Which one was the best?
I think it was. I liked Sharon and Ray's. It was
which was the New Year's Eve.
The New Year's
at
Eve
society.
You know, six people there.
Mm-hmm.
Very low key,
mm-hmm.
but meaningful to them.
Yeah.
You know, they really had their love group there.
Yeah.
And nobody else.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a lot of hoop-de-doos and, mm. you know, awkward dancing, but it was sweet and nice.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Especially considering where Sharon was a year ago.
Right.
Which was like finding out she had cancer
mm-hmm.
and
yeah.
all
the whirlwind.
So it was like kind of a nice place for her to end 2020.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I felt good for Ray.
Yeah.
You know, Ray's not my favorite guy.
Yeah.
But... you know, he finally got married to
yeah.
someone he really loves and who
and
right now really
him.
Loves him back. Oh, yeah, she'll totally cheat on him.
There's just
you know.
Too many options.
There's, yeah, yeah. No way to get around that.
I
but
don't know.
I actually, it would be interesting to watch him cheat.
I know. That's what I was going to
you know,
say.
That
would
give him a character.
Me. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want him to cheat with Chance.
Whoa.
They're on the job.
Yeah.
They're doing stakeouts.
So you want him to, like, make out with Chance?
Yeah.
Whoa, okay.
In the squad car. And Chance is wearing his uniform. And slowly takes...
What?
No.
Oh, whoa.
Sorry, I was channeling Abby there for a minute.
I actually think Abby and Chance's wedding was my favorite. Because... and I liked both weddings. Don't get me wrong. I thought they were both. And I would say I liked Sharon's wedding dress far better.
Oh, her dress was
yeah,
gorgeous.
It was, I
it
feel
was
like
perfect.
She looked amazing.
Well, the thing that was funny is that when she first came out,
mm-hmm.
I was like, oh my God, I hate that dress. It's so inappropriate. She just had breast cancer and she's got
her
boobs on
like
display. And then I thought, yeah.
Yeah, I thought
you
it was
go,
like,
girl.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It was like an empowering, like, my boobs are back.
Are here for the wedding and they're ready to get married.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say I hated the lead up to Abby and Chance's wedding. I just cannot stand Abby in so many ways. She's least favorite character I know. But the wedding itself I liked because it felt so like the marriage of like the rich families coming together. And then at the end, well, and also like Esther's outfit. I thought there were so many great outfits too at that wedding in general. Yeah, it was
for sure
super classy. But at the end, Victor gave this like toast, which was like Nikki on one arm, and then like Jack and Ashley, and you know, like all the Abbotts were there and the Newmans were there, and he was like, it was like an authentic like, we are coming together right now. And I felt
that all three families are coming together. You know, it's the Newmans and the Abbotts and the Chancellors are all connected now through this wedding.
Totally.
You know, very medieval.
Yeah, well, I was like, is there like a secret message? Like, because it was right around like, I don't know, the election, you know, like just everybody come together right now.
Right,
I don't know.
Yeah. How much was her dowry?
Yeah. But I felt like also that was another reason that I really liked Victor and Nikki together too, because I think they just really represented well at that wedding.
Yeah,
and I don't know.
Absolutely.
I thought the wedding was cool. And I liked that her husband was there, and it just felt real. There's not really a worst wedding.
No.
How about best storyline?
I'm going to go with, I think the Nate, Elena, Nate, or Devon triangle. Mm. Oh, no, wait. I want to change my mind. sorry. That Amanda found out about her birth mom.
I feel like that's 2021.
Oh, is that 21? Is that okay?
Yeah. All right.
Let me go back.
In the running for 2021 for me. I think it's so good. But that's
okay.
Like,
I'll take that off the
go
table.
Go backwards.
Then. All right.
Chance and Abby's love for each other. Is that your favorite?
No. Maybe just the whole storyline of the Grand Phoenix that Abby had this idea that she wanted to go into hotel management, and then. You know, pairs up inadvertently or not with Phyllis, and then Phyllis winds up with it. And, you know, just that whole, the way that came about. And now that's the major set piece.
Sure.
Of if you're not doing one in one of the bedrooms, it's down in that lobby area.
Yeah.
So I think that whole, how that location came about is a good storyline.
I could see that.
I mean, it's not very soap opera.
Doesn't really.
But
rev me up.
You're not excited about hotel management?
I think my best storyline was actually Dina's decline.
Yeah.
Because I felt like they really brought out the big guns for that writing. And that was, I don't know, it was good for me. But also, like, Sharon's cancer was in the running for me, too.
Right. Yeah, again, they did a lot of good information.
Yeah.
Without being preachy.
Yeah.
You know?
And
I
think
that
there was a lot of pain and anguish in a lot of characters that felt like it was meaningful. I don't know. Amidst
it
a lot of other goofy, stupid storylines.
Yeah, it did seem like with those two storylines that the people in those storylines had some kind of personal connection to it.
Yeah.
And so they were able to, you know, tap into that.
Yeah.
And, you know, show emotions and things that.
Well, and like, I mean, I feel like Eric Braeden is a very youthful whatever. But, like, there is going to be a day. Or it's like with Jeannie Cooper. You know, like, there is going to be a day. Like, people get
die.
Old and they leave.
Yeah.
You know, so how do you write them out or whatever? So I think that it's just important that they do it well.
And respectfully.
Yeah.
And give out accurate information.
Because I don't like the way they did Jeannie Cooper. I don't think the way that they did Catherine Chancellor, like, it all honored her legacy.
No. The fact that she just kind of disappeared.
Yeah,
and
like
they
she's
get a
off
postcard,
on a
roll. Oh, she's dead. That did not do
that
her
to me was like,
justice.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
So, yeah. How about worst storyline?
Kevin and Chloe having a baby. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Really?
You're pregnant. Who cares? I think that they
worst
did
birth?
I think that they did a little too much This is what it's like to be pregnant. And I'm sure part of that is as a result of Elizabeth Hendrickson actually being pregnant, and it's brand new. And, you know, this just happened. Oh, I have all of these vivid memories I can pull from. And everyone else who's ever had a baby is going, yeah. So
is that that's her first baby?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
As far as I know, that's her only baby. Okay. And so...
I liked the you know, the stuff about Kevin, like, having nerves about being a dad and wanting to do it. Oh, really?
Who doesn't do that? I mean, any dad who doesn't have that moment but is I thought not it a was very good dad.
Endearing with Kevin. If it was Chance, I'd be like, shut up. But right, yeah, I liked it with Kevin.
Kevin makes almost everything endearing. So, you know.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
He's a perennial favorite of mine.
That's true. Yeah, me too. My worst...
Call me Greg Ricker.
Yeah, I think he used to come to Portland a lot.
I know.
I think he's got friends up here.
He should come and be on our podcast.
Yeah. My worst storyline was that Adam is a childhood murderer.
Yeah, for sure.
Just all of the things around that. Like,
yeah. Well, just, yeah. It was so tedious, and I'm so tired of, oh, I've got this bad seed inside me, and it was there when I was a child. I was like...
It's laughably stupid.
Get over it, you know.
Like, he's done so many terrible things, mm-hmm. and then the one thing
he's
like
he
truly,
obsesses about.
Yeah, it's like the thing that like it actually seems like it might have a little bit of merit,
right? Yeah. Well, and you know, kid Adam is even saying to him, "Dude, lighten up. Yes. You've got to let it go.
Yeah.
No one cares anymore."
And I just think, like, in theory, if Alyssa was like his best friend, like mm-hmm. he just like did her dirty real quick,
yeah.
So when she went to shoot him, I kind of felt like
it was
valid.
A little justified.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I don't think anyone shooting Adam doesn't have a good reason.
Yeah, the next time he gets shot, it'll be like, it's Lindsay. She did it.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, there's no one on the show who hasn't been touched in some way by something bad that he's done.
Yeah, he's just the worst.
Yeah. I really well okay. I'll leave that for the.
I don't think the actor. I think the actor is just fine.
The actor
I like
is
him.
Amazing.
He's great.
Yeah, and I'm still disappointed that he and Sharon have not hooked up.
I know,
because
they're like they're in real life.
Yeah, it's like,
what's the deal?
I don't know.
So maybe they're like holding it.
Maybe they're holding out until Sharon is married.
Oh yeah, I could see that.
You know, but
yeah,
nah.
Still I don't know. Yeah, I just think that storyline. And I don't know, like, the expose that Billy did at Chance Come, all that stuff. I was just like, this is stupid.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, a lot of drama that didn't really work for me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Most of the Chance Come stuff I'm going to put as a dumb storyline.
Pretty lame.
It's pretty lame. Yeah.
Yeah. Best villain?
It's going to be more so, I think, in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
But Victoria...
Mm-hmm.
is really turning out to be not just bitchy, but she's actively doing things that are horrible.
She's definitely turning into like an old school Victor.
Yeah.
Like she has.
She's picked
she's
up
cold
that mantle.
And boring.
It's the chair. I think the chair is like radioactive or something.
No,
or it's a Horcrux. And that's why it's making her turn bad.
I think there's like a Robert Sutton quote that's like, it's no secret that power turns people into insensitive jerks.
Oh, yeah.
Something about, you know, it's like it's science.
Mm-hmm.
People get power.
Yeah. I believe
evil. yeah, she's bad. I also, though, it's like best villain, maybe Adam, because
he didn't do anything really bad this year.
And didn't he try to kill Victor?
That was last year.
Oh. Nothing happened at the gala?
Oh, well, whoever stabbed Victoria.
No,
that
was,
really
that was
villain,
the other guy.
Though. That was a one-off.
I don't know. I guess I just
the
feel
other,
like...
The other villain who is, I think, going to come along in 21 is Jordan.
Oh, so I had her written down as sort of like
drinking
a
buddy.
Coming up.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, question
there's
mark,
more.
Jordan?
Yeah, she's already kind of villainy, but she hasn't come into her full flower of villainy.
True. And, like, I mean, maybe Sally Spectrum may be a villain. We don't know. She may be a hero. Who
I
knows?
Don't trust her.
All right. Most competent?
Okay. Most competent. So we're
such a, like, hotly contested.
Yes. You know, hands down, I have no qualms about this. Esther is most competent putting together that wedding.
Oh my God.
In the amount
of
time that she did.
It was an amazing wedding. Yeah. She looked amazing.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, Esther definitely.
I didn't come up with that myself, but I would like to just give that like a woo. Yeah. Highly competent.
Right?
Huh. Okay. My most competent was Sharon.
Okay. Yeah. As a therapist, she's all actually helpful. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the coffee shop is running fine.
It was surprising to me. I was going back through the show, just like what things happened this year. So way back in last January and February, a year ago, is when she was sort of counseling Connor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is hard to believe that was a year ago. To me, it feels like 2 or 3 years ago.
Right. Yeah. Forever.
But then also not only was she a competent counselor and offered competent advice with Connor, then later with Adam, where she was like, I'm going to say, yes, you do.
Yeah.
I'm
going to
sign off on the 48-hour, 72-hour hold in the mental hospital, whatever. Mm-hmm. But then also she beat cancer. She got married. I feel like
she's
the year
trying,
of Sharon.
I think she's doing well as a parent. Even though Faith is, breaking the rules and drinking and everything else, Sharon is dealing with it as a parent would.
Yeah.
And she doesn't know things that she wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So.
And I think.
Yeah, I can see Sharon.
Her sort of newfound territory. It's not really new. I mean, it's been 4 or 5 years since she got her license or whatever.
Yeah.
Right. But I think that she now is able to speak more to mental health.
Mm-hmm.
And even today she was in, or maybe it was a couple days ago, something like that. She was telling Nick, I think Faith might need some actual counseling.
Right.
And he's no, I think she should just talk to my mom. And she was like, that's not a replacement.
Yeah. That's not the same thing.
Yeah. And I thought, wow, finally.
Right. Yeah.
Could you also go to Billy's house and tell him that,
yeah.
I don't know. Anyways, she was my most competent. Okay. Who's your least?
Phyllis. Almost
really?
Losing the hotel
considered her. Yeah.
More than once.
Yeah.
And the lengths that she has gone to, and the fact that, she still doesn't own the hotel.
I know, she really doesn't.
She does all
grasping
these,
at straws.
Yeah, these crazy things, and it just,
that's true.
Forget it.
Yeah, she has not been. My least competent was Chelsea, across the board.
Yeah.
Because
relationships aren't great.
Her parenting is terrible.
Yeah,
the parenting is so bad.
With Chloe, they talk about it a lot, but there's no
production.
They
get together
production.
And sketch every 6 weeks once, and nothing ever happens.
And then nothing ever happens. Yeah.
Adam basically professed his love for another woman,
and she still took it back. Yeah.
And I don't know the... I guess now it's all of it. And also she's a bad dresser. Her hair sucks.
Yeah,
Come on, Chelsea.
Get it. When you get done having a stroke, you had better get your shit together.
I feel like when she was with Nick, there was just
she was more playful.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Now she's kind of a Debbie Downer.
She's boring and it's tired and I don't know, worn out.
Yeah.
She needs to drop Adam.
Yeah.
And hang out with Chloe.
Yeah. Because I like their dynamic.
Yeah.
They're fun together.
Yeah. So, I think that might be it.
I think that's it. Yeah. If we're to competence.
I wanted to tell you two stories.
Oh, dear. God, help us all.
The first thing is about Best Undressed. That earlier this year, so a lot of times when I put a picture on to Instagram, I'm watching and I'll take a screenshot on my computer and then I send, I put it in my messages and text it to myself and then I upload it via my phone. I don't know if that's the most effective way, but that's how I do it.
Technology.
So every once in a while, I accidentally send the photo to the wrong person because I drag and drop it.
Right. Yeah.
And so I had taken a shirtless pic of Kyle.
Please tell me you sent it to Thor.
I sent it to my boss.
Oh, no. Your relative? relatively new boss?
My previous boss, but all which right. is like a, she's like a, you know, kind a of professional. A big deal. Oh. Just like out of context, like.
With any kind of caption or.
No, it was just like, I just sent
the
photo.
It was
the
just
photo.
The picture. Okay.
And then I didn't realize it because I usually text it to myself and then I look later.
Sure. Yeah.
So then I was like looking at my phone later, like, where's that photo? Oh my God, I sent it to my boss. So I had to text her like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. But it was like, there was no way for me to explain myself out of like sending like this like sexy
long,
pic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway. Also more recently when we did our, like our 11th anniversary podcast, mm-hmm. you said, we were talking about like a day in the life of Victor. Do you remember mm-hmm. this at all?
Yeah. A little bit.
And you said he starts his day with dry toast and goes on a constitutional.
Right.
So it's been kind of a joke that like when we go on a walk, I've like, cause I always like that. Oh, I like that. I think I'm going to start going on constitutionals.
They're good
that,
for you.
That rang in my ear and stayed with me. So we're, you know, sometimes Thor and I, we joke or we text each other like, are you, you want to go on a constitutional? Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, have you ever Googled constitutional? Do you know what constitutional means?
Isn't it a walk that you take after a meal so that you can digest it properly?
It's morning poop.
Yeah.
So I was in a meeting the other day.
Oopsie. That is not what Jane Eyre has taught me.
Well, it was like the third option was like morning walk or something restorative to your health. But I'm in a meeting. This is why I Googled it. I was in a meeting the other day and everybody's like, they're talking about self-care. What kinds of things are you doing for self-care? And I was like, no. Well, I've been going on constitutional. And I'm like, yeah, constitutional. Like,
I'm so sorry.
And everybody kind of gave me a weird look. And so I was like, I should Google this. Mm. And then it's like, the first bowel movement of the day was the definition. I was like, oh my God, I just told everybody.
That is not what I learned.
Because when you said it going on a constitutional, I was like, oh yeah, it's like a Winston Churchill thing, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Anyway, so just be careful.
That's funny.
When you tell people that you're going on a constitutional or you're going to do a constitutional.
Well, but who knew in the room?
I don't know.
That that's what that
I
meant.
I feel like some people kind of went, you know, like.
I think that they got confused with the Constitution of the United States of America.
Okay.
That, oh, you sit down or you go for a walk and you read the Constitution to each other. You
it's
know.
Like it's not my morning crossword puzzle.
Right.
I'm reading the Constitution.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Anyway.
So, well, words are fun, aren't they?
Okay. I believe that concludes our best and worst of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
What a year. You can definitely give us your opinion, what mm-hmm. we got right, what we got wrong on our Instagram page or on Facebook. Young
and
Restless
I
want
to do a shout out to Bridget
who
contacted us and had her list and gave me
agree.
Some things to think about.
Yeah.
For sure.
I do remember Bridget said her most competent was Ray because it was like he solved all the crimes.
Yeah.
Also, like snagged Sharon and actually nailed her down and married her.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And got her through cancer, which is a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say he was pretty consistent.
Mm-hmm.
But he still doesn't win for me. Sorry.
No, of course not.
But yes, thanks, Bridget, longtime listener. Okay, so we will post our recap here soon as well in the next episode.